I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9-to-5 is something that I don't wanna do. Sit in the cubicle miserable as I slave away. Getting complacent with life as my dreams fade away. Nah, motivation to go harder. I'd rather spit that real.
Good morning, good evening, good night, folks. This is your Five Tool Sports Podcast host, Woody Massey, and I'm here with Coach Brandon Lundberg, bringing you the Thursday night football preview. We do this every Thursday for that little drive home. You're heading home, about to cook you some dinner, put the game on, gives you a little teaser before the game, lets you know what's going on. Nice little short episode. And this week, we got some stuff to talk about for the Thursday night football game. Some big stuff happened, Brandon. So,
yeah, I mean,
this is a major matchup. This is probably the best Thursday night football matchup we've ever had, honestly.
Since week one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But we have the undefeated Arizona Cardinal sitting at 6-0 against the Green Bay Packers, who kind of are undefeated themselves because that opening week just seems like a fluke now. Like, I mean, at least I thought it was. They came out flat.
I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, R.I.P. your fantasy.
I was nervous about that.
Gave away Aaron Rodgers.
I don't mess around, man.
This isn't gonna cut it. You're done. Week one.
Can't do it.
But yeah, so the Packers have been on fire since, and they've won 5 in a row. So they're now sitting at 5-1. And some major stuff has happened before this game, though. Right after the game Sunday, the next day, Devontae Adams. Star wide receiver, possibly the best wide receiver in the NFL, arguably, comes down with COVID-19.
Yeah, and I mean, that affected the line. It moved, I believe, 2 points, maybe 2.5 points. You know, now it's at -6.5 in favor of the Cardinals, and the game total is at 50.5 still, so it's still going to be, at least on paper and in the way the odds makers view this game, it's going to be a high scoring type of affair in their eyes. But again, when you remove Devontae Adams from the Packers offense, you don't know what you're going to get. I believe Alan Lazard, too, and Malik Turner are both unavailable and under the COVID-19 protocols as well. So
because he's unvaccinated.
Yeah, so there's some stuff, you know, going on with the Packers right now. We don't know who's going to be the number one, right? Like, I don't know they're going to do. I know Robert Tonyan is a guy, definitely, that they're going to probably lean on.
My sneaky pickup here. It's Amari Rodgers' time. They took him in the second round. Aaron Rodgers, he's going to say, hey, he's going to walk up to him in the locker room. He's like, this is your time. This is why you got drafted in the second round. We need you to step up. If I'm picking up a DFS wide receiver tonight, I'm definitely putting Amari Rodgers out there.
Yeah, and get ready for a heavy dose of
Aaron Jones, you know, and Jones. Dillon.
Yeah.
I think they try to muck this one up. They're going to dirty it up, keep the Cardinals offense off the field, because what do you do when you try to beat a great team? You keep the best player off the field, and that is Kyler Murray.
And their run defense, again, they're not perfect, and I believe that the Packers might be able to exploit that a bit. And if they're able to do that, just like you said, they can muddy the water. Control the clock, keep the football out of that offense's hands, and do a lot. They can do a lot of damage that way. But I do think, though, Rodgers obviously gives you the greatest. He's the difference maker. If it wasn't Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers were out of this game and it was Devontae Adams, obviously, we'd be even more concerned than we already are.
Correct. Because a great quarterback like Rodgers, like we've seen with Peyton Manning, like we've seen with Tom Brady, he can make an average wide receiver into an above average wide receiver.
Yeah, there you go. And we also, another important note here too, obviously, J.J. Watt unavailable or out.
J.J. Watt is done for the season, Brandon.
Yeah,
Let's talk about this for a second. This is big news for the Arizona Cardinals. And especially, we mentioned how their run game was suspect. You just removed one of the best run defending defensive ends of all time from that roster.
Right.
So this is a big deal. Like, this is set. What is the spread for tonight's game? The Cardinals are favored by 6.5 points. That touchdown is the difference maker here, because I think it's going to be under that, because I think they're going to muck it up. I think it's going to be close, and I think Aaron Jones is going to have a crazy game, and it's without J.J. Watt. This is a big deal, and I don't think it's this week, but next week the Packers get back Bacarotti. Too, so they're surging at the right time.
Yeah. They could use him tonight. That'd be great if he was healthy, right? Yeah, this would be perfect time.
Take on some Chandler Jones, but hey, they'll be fine waiting for him next week. But yeah,
so
what is losing JJ Watt do to this team?
What it's going to do is what you just pointed out. I mean, and what we just talked about, it opens things up more in the run game. I mean, he's a guy who can play inside, outside. He's a chess piece for that defensive line that they can move inside and out. And, you know, you're losing a guy who can play on the edge of the defense. You're losing a guy who can play on the interior. And again, his strength, he's gotten better and better over time in the run game. We noticed that, you know, we discussed that quite a bit last year. With Watt, and I think that losing him is a big deal, and it's obviously it helps to level out the loss of a Davante Adams, because what that's going to do now is it's going to give you the opportunity to really go after them in the run game, and it's going to be Aaron Jones, it's going to be AJ Dillon. That's how I would approach it, honestly. And I imagine that's exactly the mindset and the thought process behind all of this with the Packers game plan going into this game.
No, totally. And AJ Dillon also maybe a sneaky flex play in DFS as well, because you could probably get him for pretty cheap tonight. What does this do for the Cardinals for the rest of the year, though? When I hear JJ Watt is gone and what he's done for this defense that we've seen thus far for Arizona, I feel like the leader of this defense now is done for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't help. You know, Chandler Jones, you know, when you have one guy on one side that's successful, another guy on the other that's successful, a lot of times you can look for a guy who's like your anchor defensive end, right? J.J. Watt gives you that ability where he holds down one side to himself, and Chandler Jones can kind of be a little more free on the opposite side and do some things in the pass rush. I think that you lose some of that now. And again, you're losing a strong run defender that you're going to need down the stretch. You know, as football moves forward, you know, we move into November and December, the run game becomes more important. So we'll see how things play out. I think they'll figure it out, but it is a massive loss. But again, that -6.5, it's kind of, you know, I started to lean Arizona when I was doing my research. I started to come back now after some of the recent developments, and you know, I'm starting to lean more towards taking those points in the Green Bay Packers, even without Davante Adams, just based off of what we're talking about now, it makes more sense, right? So I do want to throw out Packers, they've covered the spread in each of their last six games, and I love to throw out a few player props when I see one that's pretty interesting. So James Conner, he's scored at least one touchdown in four of the Cardinals' last five games.
And I believe he's leading the league in inside the five-yard line touches.
So if you remember a week ago, we brought up Melvin Gordon. If he scores a touchdown, it was like plus 200 odds. You heard about the guy who bet the 20K, won 40K. This Thursday night, you're going to get James Conner with plus 100 odds if he just scores a touchdown. You get plus 100 odds on that. So something to consider going into this game.
And that's what we're seeing a lot of small parlays having success as well now, the ones that you're seeing popping up online, which I honestly think is a great advertising campaign for DraftKings, showing these parlays of player props, people picking like six and turning like $5 into 10 grand.
Yes.
You can people get enough love. Of them to bust. Yeah.
People really love the player props right now. And I think it's a huge... You know, it's a huge opportunity for people. Instead of just betting on a game or investing your money on a game, you can invest in individual players that you see great opportunities for. And why else would you go out and pay money for advanced metrics if you're not going to use them and take advantage of your opportunity to identify, you know, that, hey, AJ Green, for example, he's in a similar boat as James Conner, and he heads into this game with a one touchdown prop set at plus 225 odds on DraftKings Sportsbook. So that's a big deal. Chase Edmonds, plus 200, Zach Ertz, plus 175, Tonyan, plus 225. All any of these guys have to do is score.
Tonyan's plus 225 to score? Smash that tonight.
Right. That Smash feels like that a. Tonight. Yeah. So if that hasn't changed between this morning and now, that's something to definitely, you know, take a look at. So,
I mean, just a parlay right now would be James Conner to score a touchdown, Robert Tonyan score a touchdown. And if you wanted to sneaky one in there, Randall Cobb to score a touchdown.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So
now one thing to worry about in this matchup, the Arizona Cardinals have by far one of the deepest, most talented wide receiver cores in the league. As you mentioned, with AJ Brown, you got Christian Kirk, you got DeAndre Hopkins, who's coming in this one a little banged up. He's going to play because he's just a warrior. And then, as always, we have the little Mighty Mouse Superman, your favorite.
Rondale Moore.
And the Packers, though, the reason why this is a problem is they are allowing a massive amount of yardage to wide receivers. And all-world cornerback Jair Alexander, of course, is on the IR. You have rookie Eric Stokes out of Georgia, who has shown some flashes and great recovery speed, but he is giving up big plays. And also Kevin King's coming in this game questionable. So the strength of the Cardinals plays against the weakness of the Packers defense right now.
Right. Run the football, play keep away, limit the amount of opportunities that the Cardinals have. That's why that 50.5 over-under is kind of tricky. It is a Thursday night game, a short week. So you have to consider that as well. And then if the Packers...
Teams also, they come out very conservative on short weeks too. Yeah. Like, they're just trying to get out of there with a win. They're not worried about running up the score. You don't usually see that on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
So we may even see some conservative play calling from the Arizona Cardinals this week.
Yeah.
Let's talk briefly about Zach Ertz joining this offense. Last week, I mean, man, rarely do you see like a guy join a team in a trade at the beginning of the week, and then he's a heavily involved piece in the offense.
Yeah.
He didn't have massive amounts of targets, but what all those great wide receivers that we mentioned does is open up the middle of the field for a tight end.
You forget about it.
Ex-Pro Bowler like Zach Ertz.
Yeah, you forget about him. And then, you know, you got a young quarterback like Kyler Murray with, you know, dead eye. He's so accurate. It's unreal.
Yeah.
And you got a tight end like Zach Ertz with a lot of experience. The guy's going to find the open area of the field.
You even saw him run a tight end reverse near the goal line last week.
It's just another weapon for these guys and another opportunity. I mean, Ertz putting that on film, that just adds more stress to opposing defenses as well. Now that opens up opportunities for other guys on the outside or, you know, some of the other receivers that we just discussed. So,
yeah. So just to go over the game slightly once more, our sneaky guys, if you're desperate with the bye week this week, we have another heavy week of byes. Amari Rodgers is not the worst play tonight. It's a next man up thing in Green Bay. You know, I've been singing on this podcast for like 2 years that the Packers need to get a number two wide receiver for exact moments like this. But it's next man up. Aaron Rodgers is in Amari Rodgers' ear in the locker room. He's like, "You bear my last name. You will be great tonight."
Yeah, that's it, right? Yeah, I do think that Robert Tonyan is another solid play. I think he's going to get
the red zone tonight. 100%.
Yeah, he's going to get some opportunities tonight to, you know, make good on that plus 225 odds for him to at least score one time. So again,
does AJ Dillon have any odds for this game?
I don't know if he did. I'm sure he does. I didn't have that pulled up. Let's take a look real fast.
Because if they're going to be running heavy, they don't like overworking Aaron Jones. I imagine AJ Dillon gets at least 15 carries in this game, and we've seen him have success with that many touches before.
So he's got just, that's for receiving yards. Let's go back. Rush yards. We've got AJ Dillon. The over is 33.5 at minus 115 for AJ Dillon's opportunity.
It'd be a nice one to slide into a parlay because that's most likely going to be reached in this game. I would be very surprised if it doesn't. Absolutely. Just add it to the party.
But don't blame Woody when you don't hit. I want to throw out there, I'm gonna go ahead and I talk myself into it. I'm going to go with the Packers. And I'm going to take those points tonight.
Oh, I'm going the Packers too, especially with the loss of J.J. Watt. Yeah. That extra just 5 points, 0.5 points of a touchdown is going to be huge. Yeah. I think it's going to be a field goal game like a lot of Thursday night games are. And, you know, I think that'll get us the cover.
Yeah. Talk myself into it.
Nice. Green Bay Packers get Aaron Rodgers, the second wide receiver. And that's going to wrap up our Thursday Night Football preview, guys. Thanks for tuning in. As always, check us out tomorrow on Friday. We have our betting extravaganza coming on. We're killing it all across the board. Everyone's in the green.
just handing out nuggets and fantasy nuggets along the way. But for me, Coach, we out.
I couldn't stop if I wanted to. A 9 to 5 is something that I don't want to do. Sit in the cube.